If Ron Kaiser had one thing to say to his son, Pete Kaiser, after a sled dog race, it's this. Pete could have run a little faster.
During the racing, this conservative style, hanging back, Ron would always be like, well, why don't you just like go out a little faster? The beginning, don't you? Like, geez, maybe it's working against you having this middle of the pack and go slow at the start.
That's Janet and Ron Kaiser. We're in their kitchen remembering 4 decades of sled dog racing, many of those years spent cheering Pete.
It just kind of made me very emotional to think back on all that. It's been quite a journey.
Next door to their home is Pete Kaiser's dog yard, which used to belong to his father, Ron.
This black one here, Slater, he'll probably be in there, though.
This is a big year for Pete. Besides aiming for his 5th K300 trophy, Kaiser plans to run 2 teams in the Iditarod this year. A first. His handler is racing one of them. So, how did Pete Kaiser get to be one of Alaska's top mushers?
It's basically a lifestyle.
It started before he was born. His dad moved to Bethel in 1979, and a year later, Bethel put on the inaugural Kuskokwim 300 race. Ron Kaiser participated in several K300 races, but never won. His best K300 finish was 10th place, but he nourished a fierce love of the sport. When Pete was born, Ron gave up mushing to raise a family. Then he got a dog, Giant, to pull a young Pete around.
One dog, and pretty soon you needed 2 dogs because kids are getting bigger, and then you're going to need 3 dogs, and then you're going to need 5 or 6 dogs so dad can actually train them to behave. And then, they liked it.
Even though he grew up with sled dogs and racing, Pete didn't decide to dedicate his life to mushing until college.
He was sitting up there in Fairbanks saying, I don't really want to go to school, I want to run dogs. And okay, might as well come do it then.
Pete started researching everything he could find about mushing, and he sought out mentors who showed him how to balance a personal life with a demanding sport. And he also had a community that backed him.
When I decided to mush full-time and really race and make a go of a career at it, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a good seasonal job.
His dad, Ron, took care of Pete's dogs in the summer while Pete worked on a barge for Bering Marine Company, a Linden subsidiary. Pete also lived at home in the beginning of his career. He says that the race that made all of this possible was the K300. When the race started in 1980, the founders just wanted to see if they could keep it going another year, then another year, and another year. But now, 40 years later, Pete Kaiser represents the race's impact on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. That's according to Myron Angstman, a K300 founder and 2-time race winner.
He's a local guy who is locally sponsored for the most part. His helpers are mostly local. And he's able to compete against and win against the biggest teams in the sport.
But can Pete Kaiser keep his mushing career going? It's a lot of money to keep a small kennel like his afloat. Ballpark, it's about $50,000 per year. There's the freight cost in the bush, and then there's the traveling costs when Pete has to travel to other parts of Alaska to train because of poor conditions at home.
So there was a lot of springs being completely broke and starting work again and making as much money as we can all summer and then spending it all, putting it all back into the dog program every fall. And with some of that racing success came some more sponsorship.
Some of his major sponsors include his employers along with Ryanair and Donlin Gold. Pete has also sacrificed a lot more than just income. He's only been out of the state 4 times in the past decade and he's gone a lot training. Almost everything in his life revolves around the dogs. But as his 2 young children, Ari and Ailey, mature, he wonders if he'll still be mushing in another decade.
I've started to wonder myself, how long are you going to do this?
But
I haven't been doing this nearly as long as a lot of people have, but still, it would, like, if I were to get out of dogs right now, it'd be just odd to not have a yard full of dogs to go feed every night. It's just such a routine that you get yourself into, and every morning.
He still wants to win the Iditarod, and even though he's pretty low-key about his competitiveness, Pete wants that 5th K300 win. He won't have to go far to see the trophy. Ron Kaiser has made many of the K300 trophies, which his son has 4 of.
Do you wonder if Pete's going to be the one to hold it again?
Yeah, I sure do. I certainly do.
Pete isn't the only one who wants to win that fifth K300 race. His parents want him to win it, and many others in Bethel want him to win it too.
I mean, he tells me and anybody, he'll say, well, it's got to end sometime, but it can't keep going forever. But people keep coming up with these great little, you know, Pete, repeat.
Three Pete, four Pete's sake. That was the last year. I think we're running out of slogans here, to be honest with you.
But I heard something for a five, but I can't remember what it is right now.
This weekend, all eyes will be watching the one to beat in this 40th K300 race. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.